Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomri Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on warming up food on Shabbos. Just to wrap up our general aspects of cooking, what could I do to be considered cooking on Shabbos? We discussed last time the extent to which it's cooked or not cooked. Certainly I get that if I take raw food and I put it in the oven, I'm probably cooking on Shabbos. Are there any less conventional ways that I could be considered cooking? Obviously, directly exposing anything raw to significant heat that it will get cooked is cooking, but anything a little bit more off the beaten path. So the general rule is any act that I do that hastens the cooking process is called cooking. So if I move a pot, if there's a pot of food that's not fully cooked yet, and I move it closer to the heat source, that's a problem of cooking on Shabbos. Very interesting. If the contents of the pot are not fully cooked and it's still on the heat source and I remove some of the contents of the pot, well, now that there's less in the pot, the heat will better circulate among, or better spread among the remaining items in the pot. So even to remove items from a pot while it's on the heat source, if the items are not fully cooked, so the remaining items, I'm hastening their cooking. So that's an interesting thing to think about. Even stirring a pot, if it's on a heat source and it's not fully cooked. This, by the way, should give an appreciation for why we mentioned in passing earlier in the series that the practice is, if I want to spoon out soup or something, I'm supposed to take, or spoon out challan from my crock pot, I'm supposed to take it off of the heat source. Because in all these situations, if for some reason the food wasn't fully cooked, if it's on the heat source and I start taking things out, I'm cooking. So that's why that's the practice. If there's contents in a pot that is on a heat source and it wasn't fully cooked, to even put the cover back on the pot is problematic. I think it's been the cause of many shalom bayis problems in Klal Yisrael over the generations for a curious husband to see if the cholent is fully cooked on Friday night. He's not even going to eat any. He just takes the lid off and smells. Well, that's a big risk, because if it's not fully cooked, it's there on the heat source, to put the lid back on would be cooking on Shabbos. And then another interesting one to think about, even closing an oven door. Let's say I have items in an oven cooking, and by the way, even if the oven is no longer on, but there's still a lot of heat in the oven, and I have some stuff in the oven on Shabbos, the oven's off, but it's still very hot in there, and I take some of the stuff out, if everything's fully cooked, it's not a big deal. But if there's something in the oven that hasn't been fully cooked yet that's still cooking, and I close the oven door, I just hasten the cooking process for that item. By the way, our general definition when we talk about not being fully cooked is, what's the period of time that you would normally say that food needs to be exposed to that temperature to be considered done? In other words, once it's hit that point and it looks done, then halachically speaking, it's considered fully cooked. Okay, now I want to go on to a very specific topic, which we'll begin to discuss today. We'll get more into tomorrow, God willing. And that is, ein bisholach or bishol, yesh bisholach rafia, ein afiach rafia, yesh afiach or bishol. This is a little bit complicated, but here's the basic story. There are, generally speaking, there are two modes for food preparation through heat. One is called bishul, which we would translate as cooking, and one is called afia, which we would translate as baking. There are many variations on the afia term, but we'll just stay general for now. What's the difference between cooking and baking in halacha? Cooking is to bring the food to significant change through the exposing it to hot liquid. Baking, that's bishul. Cooking is bishul. Baking, afia, is to just expose it in a dry context to heat. So, if I make pasta, I take my pot of water, I boil up the water, and I put in the pasta, I'm cooking that pasta. On the other hand, if I make bread, I take a dry dough, and I put it in the oven, I'm baking. By the way, there's another term, tzli, which is roasting. Generally speaking, if I take meat or chicken, and I don't expose it to any liquid. I just put it on the grill, or I just put it dry into the oven. That is, it would be called roasting. It's very much akin to baking. Whereas, if I took chicken or meat and I put a liquidous sauce on it and I put it in the oven, that would be akin to cooking. We're going to talk much more about this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.